Sometimes I try to imagine a world without music, trying to create that alternate universe in my mind. It's not working because it sounds like a mistake, right? Because like they say, music is a safe kind of high. It is enough for a lifetime, but a lifetime is not enough for music. So why don't we talk about the power of music on this episode? Let me introduce myself. My name is Eloogene Vivian Ayanka, and welcome to the Eva Podcast. All right, so yeah, recording it from somewhere within the house in Lagos City. Yes, bringing to you another episode of the Audio Diary that talks about life, love, and the power of music. All right, so I've been talking about a whole lot of things, yeah, ranging from what's been going on in the country, especially most recently with the inflation and how it's affecting everyone, which is a fact right now, because if we delve into that topic, believe me, it's going to be like a ranting session. A couple of days ago, I think a week ago, I put up something that I have on my SMS, right? So I get notification of the dollar change from this FX guy. And I noticed that when I screenshot it, it was the space of like 3 weeks, it moved from 800 to or 7 something to 950. And it's kind of subtle. If you don't put it together, you'll be alarmed. Like, it's just like a thread. Normally, when the changes want to happen on the FX, it's subtle, maybe like 3 months or so. But in the history of Nigeria FX, it has never happened like this. So a lot of things are taking us by storm. But Nigerians, as always, if you check our vibe check, we did complain, but the hustle continues. Like, everybody's still moving on. And that is where I had to talk about music, right? So music is like the healing factor for everything. How do I put it? Like, most times when you want to deal with certain things in your life, you're so tired, especially for those who truly love music. You know, you just tend to just delve into it and relax with whatever genre appeals to you. Some persons would be like, yes, the popular Afro fusion, if it's Afro, pop, Afro, whatever, but there's always a fusion of Afro everywhere. And then the amapiano beats that's making everything go totally gaga. Like, you can't even sit still. Like, you go to a place, you just want to mind your, you will find yourself vibing to it because amapiano has this really catchy timing to the beat. So, of course, it's something that everybody loves. And TikTok and social media is making it very, very interesting to listen to because you have those great videos that's out there. You have no choice but to like identify. I know one of the things that social media does nowadays is that even as a musician, you have to promote, you have to use influencers on TikTok. Because I know for a fact that Casey's Piano, yeah, for me, it became popular on social media. I thought it was just a passing sound because every post you just check out would be that sound. I'm like, okay, this is really nice. So I was thinking it was a one-off. I didn't even know it was by Casey until I saw the video. I'm like, oh, it's actually a song. All right. So it tells you that music is so powerful, right? And it kind of appeals to you, especially from the origin of the song. We identify it more as Nigerians, especially for the people from the Southeast because of the flute that was used in that sound, in that instrumental. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just giving like a broad idea of how music is appealing in its form. Like I said in the beginning, music, life without music is like a mistake. Like, how do you even do life? Now, I'm going to give an example. I think I did that on the very first episode of the Eva Podcast when I relaunched from the Kitty Stories to Eva Podcast. My first episode was music and friendship, and then I proceeded to talk about how music helped me to heal during the passing of my dad. Now, Music for me is a very, I'm sure it happens to a lot of people, but I'm going to speak for myself. It's very nostalgic when I hear certain songs. So just recently, I had a couple of songs that, okay, you know, over time, memory card would go missing. Some songs you don't have anymore. And out of sight, out of mind, if they don't really, you know, appeal to you at that moment. And for those who know me, I am a huge, huge gospel music kind of girl. Yes, commercial vibes kind of flies over my head. I listen to it, but I don't even know most of them all the time. Like I said, social media being the one tool that lets me know what's trending. But even off of social media, some songs I won't know jack. So there was a song I loved back then. I still love it, but for some reason, I haven't listened to it for a while. And then I played it. When did I play it? I think I played it some days ago. Was it this morning? I'm telling you, I almost cried. And the song is by Travis Green. By Travis Green. I think it was a Be Still and Know That I Am God. Yes, I think it's Be Still. I love that song so much because I remember one day in 2018 when my dad was sick, you know, and I was with him in his bedroom, and he was going through pain. It was one of those, he used to have those moments when he would be in pain. And I played the song, and he was in pain, but he listened to the lyrics, and then he was like, oh, who did this song? And like, oh, I told him about it, and he wanted to listen to it. So this song,
everybody's moving.
I love the song. I love the song so much because of, for me, I feel like gospel music is my way of remembering God's word, of listening to his promises. Sometimes I might not read the Bible as often or as much as I want to, but the word of God comes to me through music. And I tend to listen to lyrics of a song. It doesn't just roll over me because it sounds nice, but the lyrics of the song are so powerful. So Be Still and Know That I Am God. At that moment, it played because my dad was going through, as a family, we're going through a tough phase. It was like literally God saying that, be still. It was chaotic, but he was still asking us to be still and know that I am God. So when I heard a song, like I said, recently, I said to myself, I still feel the same emotions I felt when I played it for my dad. I tell you, it is one of those things that tells me that music is not something that you just listen to, like anyone. I feel like the message for today, what I'm trying to push out is that in as much as we love great sounds, we all love to sing, I'm pushing that if you want to really get something that will feed your spirit, especially if you're feeling low, you are not in a very good place, you should be selective of the playlist that you feed your spirit at that moment. You should be very intentional about it. It's very serious. So another song that I did enjoy, Taste and See, still by Travis Green, that the Lord is good. At that moment, how is the Lord good? But he kept saying it over and over. I listened to those songs over and over, and they helped me. There was God's word in melody. Imagine King David writing the Psalms, and then the psalmist comes to, you know, minister it after it's written from the priest who writes it and everything, and then he listens to God's word. And these are the Psalms that we read today. So it is that way. It is God's word in melody. You're going through a tough phase, curate a playlist that addresses that issue. The words of that song will dwell in your heart. It will be there. It's like you meditating. There's another set of songs that I enjoyed listening growing up. Oh my God. It's by Don Moen. And it's a live recording, the Trust in the Lord live album recording. Yes, I believe it's Trust in the Lord. And it has all the songs were from scriptures. They literally sang scriptures. One of them is Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Then there's, I think it's Isaiah. I can't remember. It's Isaiah. Keep the... Okay, I'm going to play one of them so you get to listen to what I'm talking about. I hope this audio is loud enough. Okay, it's really old. The audio is loud.
Why so? My bad.
It's really low.
Our folklore honor. It makes the pure awe. The children pick on the body when a mouth sit by a bell. And out of all bell place.
All right, so there you go. That is actually the Trust in the Lord live recording by Don Moen. I can't tell the year. Oh, yes, I can actually look for it right now. But I think it was done in the 90s because judging from the quality of the audio, it was done in the 90s. And you can see it all on YouTube. So sometimes the word of the Lord doesn't, you don't get to read it, but you can, through music, listen to the word. Let it dwell richly in you by every means necessary. Let the word of the Lord dwell richly in you because you need it to navigate life. It's not easy. And if you're like me, who loves music so much, why don't you use what you love and make sure that it dwells in you? All right. So what am I pushing for? Curate a playlist. Curate a playlist that addresses the issues in your life. You can get it on Spotify, on iTunes, anywhere. We're in a world where music is so digital, you don't have to go buy a CD. What you have to do, you need the internet, you need the app. And there you go. All right. So, yeah. So I found it out. It was actually recorded in 1994. Oh, my God. That's a long time ago. That will actually be 30 years next year. But it's still one of the contemporary gospel albums recorded by Integrity and Hosanna Music. And it was recorded by Don Moen, one of the best. All right. So I hope this episode has taught you something. And I've been thinking about it. And next week, I'm going to be out on the street. I'm going to ask random questions on music for those people. What does music mean to you? So if you see me humming with my mic, be prepared. Or you can still send a message on Instagram and just send me a voice note. I'm going to put the question out so you know what to answer. But to be based on music, because I'm very much interested to know what's your favorite song, how it has, you know, ministered to you or kind of send that message to you. And if you can sing the song, that will make it all like way more fun. All right. So yes, it's The Eva Podcast on Instagram, on Spotify, every streaming platform, every digital streaming platform, The Eva Podcast is there. All right. So I'll catch you again next week. Like I said, we'll be getting feelers from people. You get to hear them sing. It's going to be so much fun. And you know how we do it. All right. So catch you again. And as always, I want you to be good. Stay fly. Remember that you're loved by God and me. Bye-bye.